This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Former President Trump is reacting after his company was convicted in a tax dodge scheme. He calls the verdict a witch hunt. The AP's Sagar Magani.
A New York jury has found two corporate entities at the Trump Organization guilty on all 17 counts. The organization had been accused of being in on a scheme by top executives to avoid paying personal income taxes on perks like rent-free apartments and luxury cars. While Trump himself was not on trial, prosecutors say he knew exactly what was going on, though he and his lawyers dispute that. The penalties, though, are not expected to be severe enough to jeopardize the Trump Organization's future.
And the winner is Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock.
After a hard-fought campaign, you got me for 6 more years.
He defeated Republican challenger Herschel Walker in that U.S. Senate runoff election in Georgia. Walker telling supporters last night in Atlanta,
I don't want any of you to stop dreaming. I don't want any of you to stop believing in America. I want you to believe in America and continue to believe in the Constitution and believe in our elected officials most of all.
In Germany, thousands of police officers fanned out across the country this morning looking for suspected far-right extremists who wanted to overthrow the government in an armed coup, say authorities. 25 people detained. Word just in, Aaron Judge is returning to the New York Yankees on a $360 million 9-year deal. That word just in to us from an AP source. Again, Aaron Judge returning to the New York Yankees. Today, elderly survivors of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941, are gathering in Hawaii to remember the Americans killed there that tragic day. This is AP News. Now to the Real ID.
COVID-19 has prompted an extension of the Real ID deadline for travelers. The date that you'd need a Real ID to board a domestic flight has been pushed back by 2 years to May of 2025. The Department of Homeland Security is citing the lingering impact of the pandemic for a slower than expected rollout. Many states have been extending expiration dates due to local backlogs. The Real ID law was passed in 2005 on a recommendation from the 9/11 Commission to incorporate anti-counterfeiting technology and more checks to ensure a person is who they claim to be. Enforcement has been delayed several times. Back in 2019, a few months before lockdowns began, transportation security officials said only about a quarter of state-issued driver's license and ID card holders were compliant. The numbers are now up to about 52%. Jennifer King, Washington.
In England, a man's under arrest after an egg was allegedly tossed at King Charles while he was shaking hands with members of the public. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.